This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. The U.S. Senate defeated two bills that could have ended a partial government shutdown, now headed into its 35th day. As AP's Sagar Meghani reports, the votes came as 800,000 federal workers faced a second straight payless payday.
The president's proposal to trade border wall funding for temporarily protecting immigrants got 50 votes.
I'm just honored that almost all of the Republicans voted for our bill.
Plus one Democrat, West Virginia's Joe Manchin. The second bill on a Democratic proposal also failed. Both were mainly along party lines.
They pretty much held, and we held.
As Senate leaders discuss the next steps, the White House says the president will not accept any short-term deal to reopen the government without a large down payment on the wall. Federal workers are due to miss another paycheck tomorrow. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A U.S. Senate committee has subpoenaed President Donald Trump's former fixer, Michael Cohen, to testify one day after Cohen said he was postponing an appearance that was scheduled for February 7th. AP's Warren Levinson has details.
Cohen lawyer Lanny Davis disclosed the Senate subpoena in a brief statement. Cohen has already put off plans to testify before a House panel, citing his continuing cooperation with the special counsel and, Davis told ABC's Good Morning America, threats made against his family.
The House of Representatives now has an obligation, a resolution of censure when the President of the United States indisputably intimidates and obstructs justice to prevent a witness from testifying.
Cohen worked on efforts to build a Trump Tower in Moscow. It wasn't immediately clear what the Senate Intelligence Committee might want to talk to him about. Warren Levinson, New York.
For more on these stories and the rest of the day's news, be sure to visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.